Hello, and welcome to the Awilco Drilling PLC's Q2 presentation call. My name is Val, and I will be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, you will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions at the end of the conference. This can be done by pressing star one to register your question at any time. If at any point you require assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I am now handing you over to your host, Jens Berger, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awilco Drilling's Q2 2019 presentation. My name is Jens Berger, I'm the CEO, and with me I have Ian Wilson, the CFO. I would just like to draw your attention to slide number three, which is our agenda. We will look at some highlights from the quarter before we go to the financial results. We will then give you an operational update, followed by a new build update. We'll take a brief look at the market outlook before we go to summary and open up for questions at the end. If we go to highlights from the quarter, and this is on slide five. We opened our first office in Norway, in Stavanger, on 1st of August. We have already hired six new key employees, of which three have already started. We are ramping up our marketing activities towards potential clients on the Norwegian continental shelves for the new build rigs, and we have good progress in this work with several meetings held and more to come in the near future. In Q2, we had a total revenue of $10.4 million and an EBITDA of $2.4 million, which led to a net loss of $0.4 million. The Q2 OpEx average for Wind Phoenix was approximately $66,000 per day. We get to the financial results on slide seven. Ian, would you like to run us through this?
Yes, thanks, Jens. The income statement for Q2 2019, contract revenue of $9.6 million, equivalent to 98.5% revenue efficiency. We did incur some downtime relating to a mechanical issue in BOP, and that resulted in the reduced level of revenue efficiency. Jens will touch base on that a little bit more in due course. Partially offsetting that downtime was other revenue of $800,000, and that included $650,000 in respect of two performance bonuses received in respect of work performed and early completion of work in quarter two. The rig operating expenses of $6.1 million comprises some ongoing maintenance costs, et cetera, and upkeep costs in the Wolf Hunter. The underlying per day cost of OpEx for the Wolf Phoenix was just over $66,000. Once again, that has been lower than guidance. We previously guided $80,000 per day. For the Q3 and Q4, we anticipate that the costs for those two quarters will be in the region of high 70s. We have had some deferral of project costs, which will be performed in Q3 and Q4. Also currently, we are benefiting from a favorable dollar v sterling exchange rate, which is certainly better than our initial budget numbers. That's sitting now at about 120, so that's reducing our dollar cost in respect of sterling expenditures. The G&A expense of $1.8 million, included in that is a credit of $300,000 in respect of the revaluation of the long-term incentive plan provision, and depreciation of $2.7 million, consistent with prior months, resulting in total cost there for the quarter of $10.7 million and operating loss of $238,000. That flows down to total comprehensive loss for the quarter of $392,000, equivalent to 1 cent per share. On to the balance sheet, rigs, machinery and equipment, $226.5 million. Not too much movement during the quarter, $1.2 million in respect of project expenditure and $500,000 in respect of money spent on the Bull Phoenix. The trade and other receivables of $8 million, that comprises revenue for the months of April, May and part of June. We've since been paid April, May, and the June payment will be due after the 60-day credit term arrangement. Prepayments and accrued revenue, once again, that's a portion for the month of June, and that is still outstanding, but still within the 60-day credit terms. Cash at the end of the quarter was 42.4, and total assets there, 284.4 million. And really not much to say about the lower half of the balance sheet. Accruals and provisions there, that comprises some of the long-term incentive plan provisioning, but nothing of any unusual circumstance in any of these numbers. So total equity and liabilities, 284.4.
Thank you, Ian. We will then go to the operational update, and that is on slide 10. Will Phoenix, current program with Shell, where we are already in doing some of the options. There have previously been some uncertainty related to how many of these options we would get and how long it would take us. It now seems very clear that we will end that program in the beginning of November this year. In Q2, the operational uptime was 95.9%, and as Ian mentioned, that was mainly caused by some BOP downtime in excess of 3 days in June. And apart from that, Will Phoenix have performed very well, and Shell seems to be pleased with our performance, which is also reflected in the performance bonuses that we have received. Our total contract backlog as of today is approximately $9 million, and we're actively pursuing new work for Will Phoenix with several leads in the UK. Some of these are short-term, other medium, and yet another category of some long-term opportunities. It's also uncertain how long that break will be between when we end with Shell and when we could take up new work in 2020, unless we were to get something in direct continuation, but most likely there will be a break before we do more work, but that remains to be seen. And now we go to the new build program. If you look at slide 12, you will see a model picture of our new, beautiful rig. We're really excited, obviously, about these rigs and the opportunities that we will chase with them. And you will also see on slide 13 some pictures from Keppel Nantong in China. That shows you some of the progress that's being made in the assembly of the lower hull section that is to be shipped to Singapore around New Year. These rigs, they have a number of interesting, innovative, and also unique features. I won't go through the whole list. There are many technical expressions here. It's built on a CS60 Echo design from Moss, which is the best hull you can have in harsh weather conditions. And we have a MH World drilling package and a Kongsberg on engines and thrusters and DP systems. And we have an NOV BOP. But we also have a lot of new features when it comes to digitalization and more environmentally friendly technology. that are rather unique. We are the first rig to have a hybrid solution, energy solution, as part of the rig design. So in practical terms, as I said, the first rig with a hybrid energy solution built into the design. We have a unique energy management system with closed bus technology. There's energy regeneration from moving equipment and also heat regeneration from exhaust gas. We will operate with substantial fuel savings and vast reduction in carbon emissions. There's an optimized layout and a higher degree of automation, ensuring a safer workplace. And we have an open interface network with unique digital infrastructure, enabling the use of any applicable software application used offshore today, and also those applications being developed for the future. They are compatible with our digital platform and will enable us to operate more efficiently with more data points and precision. We have, as I mentioned in the highlights, we have just opened our office in Stavanger. We have hired a vice president of technical, vice president of operations, and vice president of HR and vice president of HSEQ. The technical and operations VPs, they have already started, along also with an offshore installation manager, OIM, who also started 1st of August. And we have also hired so the HR and HSEQ and the IT director. They will start by 1st of October. And we have managed to attract a group of really experienced, competent people for the task. And they are really enthusiastic and already hit the ground running. We have also arranged a number of meetings with potential clients, and there are more in the pipeline in the next weeks and months. So we're ramping up our marketing efforts, and we're already engaged in a number of really interesting discussions with clients. And we need more people, so our next recruitment steps are already in progress. We'll employ a few more people in the office in Stavanger by end of this year, and then next year we'll start big recruitment campaign for offshore personnel for rig number one. And judging from the interest we see, there's quite a heavy interest seen from the offshore workforce in a number of companies, and we are confident that we can pick our team from the top shelf in the industry, which is really encouraging to see. If we then go to the market outlook on slide number 18, let's start with the UK market with a specific focus on the segment that Will Phoenix and Will Hunter are in, the second, third generation rigs. We see that for these rigs, there's almost full utilization, but that's also much due to the fact that many rigs of this category are cold stacked and not being actively marketed. The total marketed supply is obviously higher because that also contains other rig types. And we don't have a curve here to show the total contracted number of rigs across all categories, but we'll get back to that on a different slide. The leading edge rates are fluctuating. We see a continued seasonal market in the UK, but we've seen fixtures around 200 for a while now. In Norway, we see that day rates are increasing. We've seen fixtures on Tier 1 rigs, which is the category that our new builds will be in. We've seen fixtures there above 300, and we believe they will continue to be in the 300 up to 400 area in the near future when the next fixtures are being made. On the supply side, we see that, or we could start with the supply side has increased, but we also see that the contracted has increased. So there are more rigs going on contract, but there are also more rigs entering the market. Then if we go to the last slide under market outlook, slide 20, this is an overview of all harsh environment segments divided into tier 1, tier 2, and tier 3 rigs. And here we see very clearly that the tier 1 units, they have a high utilization already, well above 90%. And that is expected to continue to be a tight market compared to the Tier 2 and Tier 3 rigs. And this is where we come with our new builds and would like to offer them for work in competition with the other Tier 1 units. The Tier 2 units are somewhat lower, close to 80%. And then we see the Tier 3 units are about 60% on utilization. As a summary, Awilco Drilling, we're in good shape. With Phoenix operations, they're going well, and there's a strong focus on securing new work. The new build project is progressing according to plan and budget. Our Stavanger office, Norwegian office, have opened, and further recruitment is ongoing. We have active discussions with several potential clients in Norway, and the market outlook for harsh environment is positive, with already high utilization of Tier 1 rigs. And that concludes our presentation. Thank you.
If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line remains unmuted locally. You'll be prompted when to ask your question. So again, it is star 1 on your keypad. We currently have no questions coming through the line. Just a quick reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your keypad. And we do have a question coming through, and it comes from the line of Fredrik Stein.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Hey guys. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey guys, it's Frederick from Clarksons here. You know, I'm now with Shell not going through the remaining options. Could you give some more color on what you would think is a kind of a probable start-up date for a potential new contract? And are you only looking locally for work, or do you think that there's any chance of that rig working anywhere else?
We have an overview of other regions as well, but we are more actively marketing it for UK opportunities. It's more likely that a new contract would commence towards the end of Q1 20 than earlier. I think that's all I can say there. We're obviously hoping for a short break as possible before we have more work. But short-term work next summer, there are things that will take us from the early spring towards the autumn, and there are also some longer-term opportunities that will take us further and closer to our next SPS in the autumn of 2021. It'll be it's still early to say, but we are involved in some discussions, and so we're not ready to announce yet what we take from those discussions.
Yeah, that's still very helpful. Would you, just touching upon kind of opportunities in the UK, would you find that kind of some of the programs that have been announced earlier, we've kind of heard that some of those are being pushed out, and that's why you kind of see limited seasonal demand. Would that kind of resonate well with what you're experiencing as well, that it will be kind of a steadier demand picture from 2021 onwards?
We can definitely confirm that the market continues to be seasonal, and also that we and others probably had expected more fixtures than what we have seen. Although there is a positive trend, we had probably expected a while back that that trend would be steeper upward going than what it is.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Great. That's all for me.
Difficult. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
We have no further questions coming through the line. Just as a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star one on your keypad now. There are no questions coming through the line, so I will turn the call back to your host.
Thank you. Okay, in that case, we're done. Val, are we back to you?
That's perfect. Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handsets. Host, please stay on the line.